A silver splinter shot across the Falcon's bow, 3 kilometers ahead and hanging just below the clouds, then disappeared into a fog bank almost before Han Solo realized what he had seen.
Did you see that?
As Han spoke, he kept both hands on the control yoke. With fangs of gray mist dangling beneath a low gray sky, and spires of vine-covered Yorick coral rising from a floor of undulating forest, Borau was a dangerous planet to map. Deadly, even.
You told me this planet was abandoned.
It is abandoned, dear. Leia glanced at the console in front of the co-pilot seat, then shook her head in disgust at the static-filled array. The sensors can't get a reading through these ionized clouds, but we know what kind of vessel that was.
And you say I jumped to conclusions?
Despite Han's protest, his heart was sinking. Since the Derelict Planet Reclamation Act had passed, there seemed to be more survey ships in the galaxy than stars. The view from the stern vidcam appeared on Han's display, showing the knobby little cone of a Cone-Sayer mapping skiff. It was in the middle of his screen, dead center.
He's following us!
So it would seem, Leia answered. The good news is, he hasn't been there long, or I'd have seen him. Han pushed the throttles forward, and the forested ridges below began to flash past in a verdant blur. Maximize the rear shields. Cone-Sayer just delivered a fleet of armed mappers to replanet Hab, so things might get rough.
Han, what the blazes are you doing? I'm tired of getting kicked around by these replanet Hab pilots. It makes me look old.
Han took the Falcon into a wisp of low-hanging cloud. Normally, he would have circled around it to avoid the small risk of hitting one of the strange spires the Yuuzhan Vong had left scattered across the planet. But that would have required a second mapping run around the other side, and they simply did not have the time. Not if they wanted to beat these claim jumpers at their own game. When the Falcon came out the other side without crashing into anything, their passenger gasped in relief and pushed his T-shaped head between the seats.
Captain Solo, there is no sense placing your ship at risk.
Azam Noor spoke with the mouths on both sides of his arched neck, giving his Ithorian voice a mournful stereo quality.
DPRA regulations state that when two parties file simultaneous claims, the Reconstruction Authority must give preference to the one with greater resources. My people do not have the means to match even a small rehabilitation conglomerate, much less one like Replanet Hab.
You're young, so maybe you don't know this, Han retorted. But I don't usually obey regulations.
Leia laid her hand over Han's. Han, I hate losing to these world grabbers as much as you do, but Azam is right. The Ithorians don't have...
Look, we can do this, Han said.
A vast fog bank appeared on the horizon, its misty hem dragging in the treetops.
Borau isn't an easy world to map, and we have a big head start.
And
the Reconstruction Authority has to log every claim it receives.
Han eased the control yoke back and started to climb above the oncoming fog bank. Risking a small wisp of cloud was one thing, but even he would not fly blind through who knew how many kilometers of dense fog.
If I can talk Lando into sponsoring us, we still have a chance. All we have to do is transmit our map first.
Leia remained silent.
Okay, so it's a small chance, Han said. But it's better than nothing.
And it's not like we haven't bet on long shots before.
Han.
Leia laid her hand on his and pushed the control yoke forward again, ending their climb. We don't have time to waste recalibrating the terrain scanners.
Are you crazy?
He studied the atmosphere ahead with a nervous eye.
You are. You're crazy.
I thought you wanted to win this thing.
I do, Han said.
And to do that, we need to stay alive.
Captain Solo makes an excellent point,
C-3PO said.
Without our sensors working properly, our chances of hitting an abandoned watchtower in those clouds are approximately...
Don't quote me odds, 3PO, Leia said. I need to concentrate. She focused her attention on the gray curtain ahead, and whirls of fog began to peel away from the center. By the time they reached the fog bank, Leia had opened a long channel down the center, a very narrow channel, not much wider than the Falcon itself.